You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Not just any old TJ and Jody's house. This is the debut of TJ and Jody's house for the year 2022.
Yippee.
Of our Lord.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It feels like we're still at the end of 2021, Jody. Doesn't it feel like that?
It still feels like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Considering that we're recording this in the end of 2021,
yeah.
And it's airing in the 2022.
Have we been doing this since February?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, I think we have.
It's going well. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
You think the same way, that it's going well.
It's going well.
TJ and Jody's house, sponsored by Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Yep.
And, you know, I got to be honest. I'm not prepared for anything today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not prepared for any of your crap, Jody. I'm not prepared to deal with your condescension and your hate and whatever else. But you know, by the time you get in here and start doing this show with me, I've been dealing with the rest of these prima donnas all the morning long. And so you're refreshing.
Sounds like it.
As you come in here as a breath of fresh air of no ego and none of that. And that's why Mr. Todd loves coming in here on the days that we record.
Oh, because I have no ego.
And you're a breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air.
You're fresh faced.
I am fresh faced
so
today.
Fresh and so faced. It's great.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel fresh, but
yeah, Jody's not feeling well.
Mm-mm.
She's
fighting off something.
Yeah.
Not COVID. It's
not
cold.
Omicron.
No, I don't know. Maybe Omicron. Is Omicron like a cold?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no one has died of Omicron. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Okay, I won't say that.
Yeah,
but yes, all statistics, all data reports that Omicron is mild.
Okay.
Especially for people who have been vaccinated or people who are like we are, Jody, and have what is called natural immunities.
Right.
We have the antibodies.
Right.
Now, I always have an anti-good body. My body is anti-good.
Yeah,
it's bad, but we have the good antibodies,
right?
So
yeah,
bring it on, all of you colds and flus and everything.
No, we don't need to bring it on.
I will whip their asses.
Okay.
You know I will. Okay.
Okay.
We have some really funny stuff this week. Something that I don't even know what it is. Jody came in and started talking about it, and I said, hold on. don't tell that yet until we get on the show, so you can share it with everybody, and I will be your captive audience.
Oh, thanks.
As I normally am.
No, it's not normally how it goes.
Oh, Jody, I'm hanging on your every word 24/7. I'm so in tune with every sigh and eye roll that you give me. I know exactly what they mean. It's kind of like when a baby's crying and you know your baby so well and you know when it's a hungry cry or a sick cry or a mad cry. That's the way I am with your, you know, those things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I always know what it means, and I do everything I can to fix it immediately.
Do you?
Yep. Or at least I try.
Okay.
Evidently, I fail at that. As well as everything else when it comes to you.
Oh, wow. Move
all right.
On.
So we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey. Okay. Here we are.
Yep.
Again, Jody, very face and fresh and fresh-faced, taking on the day. You do have a lot to do today, don't you?
I do.
You're meeting up with our daughter who's home from college to do something today in between your appearance here.
Yeah.
For the millions.
Yeah.
All these
millions.
This droves of screaming, rabid fans of Jody.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so seriously, how are you feeling? Because you were, you've been getting a little, a little thing going.
Well, so on my vacation to Nashville last week, I got there and my sister was coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing. And we had to share a bed.
Ew.
And I said, if you get me sick, I'm going to kill you. And she said, it's nothing. It's just a little cough. And I don't feel anything else. Blah, 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 blah. So, really, that's how it sounds. And so, sure enough, she flew out on Monday. I was fine. Tuesday, Lainey and I got up and left to drive back. Stopped to see Boy at school and have lunch with him. And I started that coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, you know, a little dry cough. And then I just felt run down. Some of it, I think, though, is just, you know, you don't think it's a big deal, but it's an hour time change. So they're an hour behind. I think that was it. Plus, I drove, and I don't know. I was just tired. Yeah. We were in bed early every night, though.
Jody has a sign, what do you call it?
A tell.
Is that whenever she goes, That means within the next couple of days, she's going to be full on cold.
Cold, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't feel bad. I mean, I do feel tired, but I didn't sleep well last night.
Did you take the NyQuil?
No, I forgot. Let me tell you what happened.
I got home yesterday, and all you could talk about was, I'm taking NyQuil tonight. I'm going to take NyQuil.
I know.
You said it 10 times.
I know, but listen to what happened. I was upstairs watching TV, and I fall asleep like an old woman. And then I woke up and I'm like, oh, and I just forgot. And I came to bed. But then shortly after, I was awake. And the other thing is, when the kids are home and they're out and I know they're going to come back in, I don't sleep well because I want to make sure that everybody's where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So until I know, if I wake up in the night and I look on Life 360, and I know you moms know what that is, and dads, that you'll... And I see where everybody's where they need to be, then I can go to bed. Otherwise, nope. So I didn't sleep well with that. Then I would doze off and start coughing. And for some reason, my back's hurting me. And then I'm like, well, is it? Could be from sitting in the car. I don't know what all it is.
Sounds like body aches to me.
No, it's not a body ache.
Fluvid.
I know the difference. And then, then I fell asleep. And I believe I woke up to the foxes mating.
Because
we discussed how they sound.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like an elephant almost.
Because we moved out into the country, and we told this story a few weeks ago on the show about the lady that lives across the street coming and telling us about all the foxes that are around there, and she treats them as pets and all that. And I see them every morning over in her driveway. This morning they were laid up like right by her door like dogs.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
But Todd was telling us the other night or a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When he was at our house with his lovely fiance, Carrie, that he has foxes around his house and he has a recording of what they sound like when they're making noise in the night. And I had heard this before, but I didn't know this was a mating thing.
Got mic on?
Hang on, let's see. Yeah, go ahead.
Check.
All right.
I'm going to check. I'm asleep.
Yeah. Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounded like that morning I was up getting ready for work.
It is loud. It echoes.
It's very loud.
Yeah. But is that what it is? They're mating? Or
it's,
I mean,
or
is
a
that
mating
like,
call.
Or is that? No, I
no,
think it's
actually
just.
It says it's a call used by adult foxes to warn the cubs and other foxes of danger.
Yes. Yeah, so they weren't. Get your mind out of the gutter, Jody. They weren't out there making the.
It was never in the gutter.
You said they were mating, having the relations out
I
there.
I thought that was just a call saying, I want to mate. I didn't mean they were in the throes.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a screaming lady.
But it sounded honestly like a little bit like an elephant.
Like an elephant?
Like when it goes, rah! I don't know how to do the sound. yeah, like that's what it sounded like.
Oh.
And it went.
It didn't sound like that?
And you were up.
Oh my
you
God, maybe we got elephants in the yard.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Well,
we got deers, we got foxes.
I mean.
We got gray foxes, I've seen those.
Yeah, you said that's
we got,
pretty.
We got birds.
Lots of birds.
What was that? Ooh. Was that your mating call, Todd?
I did not hear that.
That sounded like he was mating.
That was a guy on the YouTube video.
That's freaky that I'd wake up to.
Yeah.
Really
you want
freaky.
Me to shoot him?
No. Leave him alone.
Me? I bet if you lose enough sleep, you'll be out there. You'll be going, get out there and kill him.
If I lose enough sleep, I'll do it. I'm telling you.
But that was this morning while I was up. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear all that. I heard you coughing and everything, but I didn't
I know, and you were so sweet. You came in there and brought me a bottle of water.
I know.
Aww. I know. So nice.
You know, you can always tell. It's like a baby. I heard that the first thing I heard, and then I thought, oh, Lord, bless her heart. And then I heard you coughing, and I thought you might have been kind of still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know if you needed... Mucinex or something.
I do. I need something like that, but I haven't taken it.
Sure, it's not COVID.
Yes.
No, God. She's not. Who would be sure? No, you can't be sure.
I have antibodies.
Can't be
son.
Sure. But let's go back to your sister being the one that caused it. You know, and she works in a hospital. All the time. She's in the medical
and
field.
She's fully vaccinated.
She works in the hospital.
Yeah.
Cleaning it.
Yeah. Cleaning it. Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
You know what he did when we were gone? So I sent him the picture of the three of us, Lainey, my sister, and me. And I said, oh, look, this might make you happy this morning. He sends it back and cuts out my sister's face and says, yeah, this does. She said, I can't stand him.
But I mean, that's
you're so hateful.
That's such, you know, Louisiana philosophy. I'm not sick. It's just a cough. I'm not going to get you, you know, whatever. And, you know, meanwhile, she thinks that she's not contagious because she went out in the backyard and buried, you know, some sort of an herb and a root and did a dance around it. Some kind of what? Voodoo crap.
He's
some
dramatic.
Kind of mess.
Nobody like, does I'm, that. Mm-mm.
I'm not contagious. It's just a cough.
Coughs? She didn't say contagious. She just said, I just have a cough.
Oh, not sick. Is that what she said?
She just said, I have a cough.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dry cough. Ooh, oh. A COVID cough.
Yeah. The dry cough. Those are the ones that are just, they're not contagious.
I feel like everything is that, though.
What?
COVID.
Yeah.
Runny nose, sore throat, cough, body ache, headache,
mm-hmm.
Walking.
But does it feel like... Does it feel like you did when you had the COVID?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Mm-mm.
If you got it, you're healthy. And I sick, I can, big deal.
I'm telling you, I have antibodies. I just had them tested.
I know. And they did well on that test, your antibodies. Mm-hmm. Passed with flying colors.
But
she studied and crammed for that antibodies test like you wouldn't believe. I was so proud of her.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, sir.
And you look extra pretty today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
Even
you.
Even though you're, look at that, all the way through the sickness and everything. So pretty.
I just think you're used to seeing me looking like a piece of trash all the time walking around the house.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
I think these lights that Mr. Todd has had installed do wonders.
I do, too.
No,
do
I'm
too.
Kidding.
No, I really do. I really do. It.
No, not at all.
Especially this little one in my face.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
It's kind of greenish yellow today.
There's one over here.
I probably like jaundice.
Like when we record the TJ and Jody's House podcast, I move over to Ace's desk, and Jody sits at my desk. Well, Todd has these two lights that are put on the desks that shine right up in our faces. Well, Ace has the app on his phone that turns on and off. And I finally got him to understand the other day that it turns both of them on and off. So he's trying to turn it on himself. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, it's coming and hitting me in the face. Ooh. And I don't want it on. And so
it's like I'm at a club.
I know. The Todd comes in, makes it blink and, you know, back and forth. But I was like, oh, I don't want that on. Can we unplug mine? And he goes, oh, I didn't know this one controlled yours too.
That's funny. Yeah.
Why is he turning it on when we're not filming?
We were filming something the other day. We were trying to do it with our phones.
You want purple?
He was. Oh, yeah, I like that kind of.
Mm-hmm. But
oh no.
So, but I do know that I'm guessing that by the end of, you know, I'd say the next day, mm-hmm. you'll probably be like needing to stay home and rest.
Really? I cannot. I really can't. I have so much to do. Tying up loose ends for Christmas. I've got stuff. I know this isn't going to run till January, but.
Yeah. What kind of loose ends? Oh, you got another party you're going to tonight.
Yeah.
And then you got a big get together.
Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful.
You got a big get together tomorrow.
Your friends. I have a lunch and then wedding planning.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Todd, have you?
Mm-hmm. I need to get up with her.
Okay. Mr. Todd gonna be involved too.
So Jody is the official wedding planner,
which I've never done in my life.
A friend's wedding.
When this and airs, she Saturday.
Yeah.
So she recommended Mr. Todd as the video guy.
Sure did.
Jody recommended a really good friend of ours as the DJ.
I did.
And do you want to tell what you've had to explain to? The mom and the bride about our kind of people.
I mean, I don't want to upset anybody.
You wouldn't upset anybody.
Okay. Well, I just said she's like me. The bride's mom is like me. And
organized, go by a list.
Very type A. Yeah. Like we like lists. We like to have things organized. We like things done yesterday. You know, and we are all well aware of it. The bride's the same way.
I'm not.
Artsy people.
Mm-hmm. You talking about me?
Well, you. I don't know yet. You, the DJ, are like you, the
she's
husband.
Pointing at me, yeah.
And kind of, well, yeah. And so I just, I had to explain to her, listen, these types of people, because I live with one, are not going to call you and plan a month ahead. They're just not.
Like detailed.
Detail. They have done this enough to know what they are doing, and they wait till the last minute, and it's spectacular. And it's true.
Okay.
I 100% believe that. Like people who function like that, Richie, whatever your name is, TJ. I never know what to call you on these things. I call you Richie at home. I mean, you can plan last minute for anything. Like, he could be doing a big, a presentation in front of hundreds of people. And I'm like, have you prepared? Have you done? No. Day of? No. On the way there, have you prepared? Kinda. I mean, I'd be throwing up. Get there, it's spectacular. It's with anything he does like that. And I've living with somebody for 20 something years like that. I've learned that's good. And that's how he functions. I do not. I would have a panic attack. I would be crying. I would be a disaster. So I explained to the bride's mom, listen, I know these people, they're going to be, They function like Richie does, and
just warning her, don't be upset.
It's going to be all fine. But and even anybody that is helping, that's artsy,
you know, decorators
or anything, they're gonna wait till the last minute, but it's going to be fantastic
because this is the first wedding that they've done. It's her first kid that's ever gotten because they've never planned a wedding.
Yeah.
And so Jody's like, all right, now knowing that you're type A and y'all are going to want this person to know, give you this information at this day and da 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 da. It's not going to happen.
No.
Don't expect that, or no. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated. It's not going to happen.
No. No. Whereas, like
I've done eulogies where that morning I would wake up and write down a few notes on the back of a notepad or something.
Yeah.
And Jody would be like,
it's amazing.
She's like,
to me.
This is my grandfather's eulogy.
I know.
It
really is a gift because it, you know, I wish I could be like that. You don't want to be like me. Like all the preparation and the worry and the stress and the thinking, it's just ridiculous. But because
of
that.
But we couldn't do the other stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like
if there had to be a wedding done by my organizational skills and planning, then everybody would just be living in sin.
Or packing or unpacking. I'm finding out real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so anyway, I have a meeting on Friday with the bride and the mom to go over. They met with the DJ Saturday. I don't know what happened, but I gotta find out.
He probably just said, sure, whatever.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
Want.
Yeah, we're good. You were good.
Yeah, you know, it's Drew, right? Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Drew that we've worked
with. And
he's
so
years.
Great. He's my favorite. I adore
just
him.
One of your favorite, not your favorite DJ, but one of your favorite people.
Yes.
Of all time.
I adore him. And he's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. He's done a million weddings. He knows everything and when to do it and the timing. But because of me and my personality, I'm going over there tomorrow. And I even specifically said to her, I'm going to come meet with y'all. I'm very old school. I'm going to need a clipboard the day of. I need to know who's delivering what, when, and who's supposed to be where, when, and phone numbers. Because if something happens and these things aren't there, I'm going to handle it. I do not want you knowing. I do not want the bride knowing. I'm going to handle it, which I'm totally fine with. But I gotta prepare. And by the way, I've never done a wedding, nor will I ever do another one. Not because of them, but I think they're great. But it's very stressful.
Well, can I make a request, please? Can you put me on the list that doesn't want to know about any of the stuff that you're talking about, the problems, if some problem comes up?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, good. I want to be on that list.
Together a lot that day.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm going to be leaning on you to tell me when and where, what's going on, so I can film it.
You know what else? To lean on.
I'm going to go ahead and tell him what I said about the difference between him and Drew the DJ.
Okay.
What?
Oh, don't. That's going to be sad. No,
it's not sad. I didn't say anything bad about him.
What?
I told her that.
Why do I feel like this is a bad thing?
It's not. It's not.
It's not. I just said that the difference between the two of you, you're both great at what you do, and you're not going to, you know, be like she just said. But I said Todd is more sensitive than Drew is as a person. Todd's more sensitive. So,
and I said, so
if somebody barks at Todd, he's going to feel it more than if somebody barks at Drew.
I'll make sure nobody barks.
You're more sensitive about stuff.
I'd be the one barking.
Yes.
And I would never bark. You know I would not bark at you. If I did bark at you, though, it's bad.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, that means, like, you better do whatever.
I mean, I don't even think that you would, I don't even think you would have to yell at him or anything.
No.
But I'm just saying, he would think you're mad at him whether you're yelling or not.
No.
Yeah, he's very sensitive. He's fragile.
Well, I just know it's going to be great. He's going to do a great job.
He's not fragile. If he was fragile, he wouldn't be able to hang around with us.
True.
But and you know, Drew is probably like, when they ask stuff, he's probably like, yeah, okay, well, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. But I'm looking. Wait, and this is in how many weeks? Well,
when this airs, it'll be in days.
Oh God,
it'll be 5 days.
You act like you're gonna be in it or something. You gonna show your butt up, have a drink, and sit down.
I gotta go get a suit.
He always has to get a suit.
I know, because in case you haven't noticed, my weight fluctuates.
You should have every size of suit.
But I'm at a fluctuation.
I swear.
I'm at a fluctuation now that I've never been. So,
well, add it to your collection.
Yeah. I gave a lot of my suits away. Remember, we moved. I gave them to the bride's father.
Well,
as a matter of fact,
I know
he's
going to
be
them.
Wearing one of my damn suits at his daughter's wedding.
No.
Because you remember I put that jacket on and you were like, no, not anymore.
And our daughter is in the wedding.
Yeah, she is.
It's our daughter's boyfriend's sister mm-hmm. getting married.
So future sister-in-law.
I don't know about that.
And they're Italian, so you know that's a problem.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. I love it. I love the food, the dance, and the partying. I love it.
Wear Kevlar to the reception.
It's going to be fun. They're about the food.
I know. And the ice picks. Everybody that I meet on his side of the family or on their family that I haven't met before, I got to kiss them on the mouth.
No, kiss their rings.
But don't Italians kiss everybody on the mouth, men and women? So. I've seen that in movies.
I was going to say this in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, why is his mama... Lainey's boyfriend's mama always trying to kiss me on the mouth.
I'm sure. Gross.
That doesn't have anything to do with her being Italian. Well, glad to know that. I thought I was going to be insulting to her culture if I didn't kiss her back. But
anyway, the wedding's going
to
be beautiful.
You know how woke I try to be.
So that's what else I've been doing. It's fun.
Well, I just want to let everybody know. I talked about this on the regular old show.
Oh,
what a big event. A big step in my life we had when I went outside and actually met and talked to a neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was a man neighbor, too. It wasn't me trying to flirt it up with a woman neighbor. It was the man neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I flirted it up with him.
So weird.
And I liked it. I liked the little exchange we had. Back and forth, to and fro, you know, a little social interaction there.
Yeah.
That was good.
Because it was all complete in like 10 minutes.
No, because mainly.
So he's happy.
You could tell he was an intelligent person.
Yes.
And you know how I knew?
Because
He laughed every time I said something that was supposed to be funny.
That's so how you smart. Judge that.
Of course.
People don't know your humor sometimes.
But he did.
But
he,
that doesn't mean that they're not smart. Yes, if they don't.
Of course it does. It means they're idiots.
Ew.
If I say something that's funny and clever and they don't get it, that means they're dumb. You know that, Jody.
Or maybe they think it's not funny.
That would mean they're dumb.
No, it doesn't. Because
obviously it's funny every time. Or I wouldn't say it.
I don't laugh all the time. And I'm not dumb. Boy. I know he's sick. Stop. I hate that.
Well, I think it's so commendable for you to be doing all this for this wedding and not charging them out the wazoo. Wazoo is an Italian word.
Because I really don't know what I'm doing. So let's just see how it goes.
No, I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
I just told you.
You're just going to be running around. Hey, you need to be here. You need to be there.
I also found them their preacher.
Yep, sure did.
Dang, you're a one-man shop.
Look, if you need anything around in this area where we live, anything from people to put a roof on your house to a preacher to perform your wedding, just Jody has it.
I got you covered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a walking Yelp.
So...
That should be your slogan.
But you know, however much I'm not out mixing it up with people socially and all, Jody makes up for it. She balances that.
Mm-hmm. I like talking to meeting people. I love it. I love it,
and I love that you do. I really do,
because
that keeps me from having to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're my connection.
Yeah.
You're my connection to the world.
Yeah.
Jody.
Yeah.
May Richie. I call you Jody?
I don't know. Richie.
But that this is the first time you've really had a struggle with having to call my name on the podcast, I think.
I know. It's weird. Because I know you as TJ. And when I say Richie, it's weird. But if I'm going to do it, they need to know, like, I say Richie.
Yeah. Well, you can make it easy and just call me all the time what you call me at home, butt wipe.
I do.
I know.
Such a
and that's
wife.
Not kind. Even this morning when I knew you were choking in there and coughing, and I took you some water, and you said, "Thank you, butt wife."
I did not.
Thanks, butt wife.
I did not.
You did. Yes, you did. All right. We got to take a break.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Hi.
Hello.
So Lainey and I think, are having a father-daughter night tonight.
Really?
I'm gonna learn her how to cook something. She's wanting to learn how to cook.
What?
The chicken and spaghetti, Louisiana chicken and spaghetti.
Okay.
Which has never been my favorite. I've never been a big fan of that dish. A lot of people in Louisiana love it. My brother loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to cook it for the family, and my Nana would just flip out over it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's never been my thing, so that's why I've never really bothered with it.
She made us a healthy meal last night, and I loved it.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
She's about eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. And we have this new stove, and you'll see it on the TJ Cooking Show that we're going to be doing in the new year.
That's going to be so fun.
But it's got...
I'm not going to be involved.
No, you're not.
No, I'm really not.
You won't be in it at all. And we're also going to do other little segments to it where sometimes after I get through cooking the meal, there's going to be a guest coming in to sit down and eat the meal with me.
Isn't that cute?
And we'll be talking and all of that. And you won't even be part of that.
No.
Ever.
Mm-mm. This is it. Look, this is it. I'm one and done here.
I know. And you act like that's your choice, which is cute.
It is cute because I could leave right now, take my purse.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, the fact that you're only, you know, sequestered into this one little area of the network is not your choice. It's my choice as the head of the show.
What are you saying? Use your words.
I am using them.
No, you're not. You're doing
I am.
Mess I with
said
your hands.
If you're, the fact that you're only on one show is not a decision that you've made. It's a decision that I've made.
Oh, it is a decision I've made.
If you wanted to be on another show, then
I don't want
to
be.
That's what I'm saying. But that decision has already been made for you. That's not one that you like. I could say I've decided not to play for the Atlanta Braves next year. Okay, it's my decision not to play for the Braves.
It is my decision to be sitting here right now.
Yes.
Not yours.
I know that.
Okay.
But it's my decision that you're not sitting on other shows and doing other things.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, so we agree.
Okay.
I mean, a little of you goes a long way, Jody, is what I'm saying. If you want me to use my words, those are the words.
Mm-hmm.
A little dab of Jody will do you.
A fraction of you goes a freaking long way.
A dab of Jody will do you. Is all. God. That's what the research shows.
Okay.
In the research department.
Good.
Of researching.
You don't even know what you're talking about. Running that mouth.
But no. Anyway, Lainey hasn't really gotten used to the new stove yet, and it's a professional kind of industrial kitchen stove. And so last night she's trying to light one of the burners, and I'm over in the living room area, and I hear,
heard it,
where it's trying to light, and it's not lighting. And then she finally goes, "I never know." And I start going, "Stop, stop!"
I heard you say, "Do you smell gas?"
Yeah, she filled the whole room with gas because when you're holding that thing down and it's gas is coming out, it's just not igniting. So then I said, "Wait, you got to give it a minute before you fire it. I'll just use another burner. Don't hit it yet." So I want to make sure, you know, you don't blow up something. But then it smelled like gas in there for a while. And not the way Jody usually has it smelling like gas.
Whatever. Did you talk about, you know, all those horrible tornadoes that went through? Did you talk about how they went through Nashville?
Yes.
And how we were in the bathroom at 3 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. I did.
It was bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, because we were out on that Friday, and it was kind of warm, which my sister and me, being from Louisiana, we know, like, if it's warm like that in December, it's probably going to be a storm. Yeah. And poor Lainey, all day she was like, it's going to be bad. It's gonna be, we're just like, oh, it's fine, let's keep, you know, we just went on about our business. So she's still watching. She keeps up with all that. I went to bed. My sister and I both went to bed. It was about 3 o'clock. She goes, Mom. And all she said was, Mom. And we both went, what? I mean, like, when you're mom, it's like, and she said, it's the tornado's coming. And as soon as she said that, all of our phones start going off. The siren in the town went off. I got a text message from her college saying, students must take shelter. Tornado is headed to campus, which is not far from her apartment. So we got up and we all went into, she had to wake up her roommates. We got up and went into the bathroom. We're just sitting there waiting, and it was quiet, but you could see. So it went above it, above where she lives and underneath where she lives, but it didn't. Yeah, and, it was freaky.
And one of the roommates' boyfriends was over there so wasted that he couldn't get to a safe place.
Yes. So he had gone out that night, and his girlfriend said, I'm not going out. Have you seen the weather? Like, it's, and she's from Oklahoma, so she's used to bad storms and stuff. But she said, ooh, no, I'm not going out. It's going to get bad. And he's, well, so he went out. So at 2, I think, he couldn't get an Uber because all the Ubers weren't driving because of how bad it was. And the one that he could get was going to be $100. So he calls her. So she gets up and goes and gets him, brings him back to the apartment. An hour later, Lainey's banging on the door to get up. He is wasted. He's not saying a word. You can tell he's hurting. I mean, his eyes were. So we go in the living room. We're all sitting there, and I look over, and he's eating a banana, and he's just laying down. And I'm thinking, if a tornado comes, he's 6'6". I said, if a tornado comes, I don't know how we're going to drag this person into the bathroom.
How would he even, if he went into the bathroom on his own, how would he fit in there with everybody else?
Well, at one time, I was sitting on the toilet, but I wasn't, like, using it.
Yeah.
And I look up, and here he comes. I didn't even know he was there. And he's standing in the doorway, and he's, like, kind of leaning. And I'm thinking, oh, God, this boy is struggling. Yeah. So, luckily, it moved on. But, ooh, that was scary.
Yeah, I mean, I just get the shivers thinking about, you know, staying in that apartment with all those people in good weather.
It was fine.
He was sleeping on inflatable mattresses and all that.
If he came in there, I never saw him because it was late, or he left super early for work. And then the other one I never saw, he was in the parking lot when we came.
Because, you know, I don't like young people.
I know.
I can't stand the sight of a young person.
Oh, God.
Oh, they get on my nerves. They're so scary. Young people are scary.
But we hold up in her apartment, in her efficiency. We call it her efficiency apartment because we just all three stay back in her room.
Yeah. And I'm sure she was, so happy to have y'all there.
Yeah, I could tell she was ready for us to go.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay.
But at least she's part my daughter, so she wasn't rude.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been rude at her age either.
Y'all's face shows everything.
Mm-hmm. I did ask her if y'all were on her nerves, you know, after y'all got home. She said no.
Because she's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time.
She didn't say not all the time.
She said not at first. Only when they talked.
God, he is, ugh. He'd be on her last nerve.
Only when they talked. All right. So look at this. The time has just slipped away, Jody. Please join us again some other time. Can you come back for another edition of TJ and Jody's House? We'd love to have you back on.
I hope everyone enjoyed it this year. I'm done.
Wouldn't we love to have her back sometime, y'all? The audience says yes, but not too soon. Not too soon. All right. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Starting out another year here in 2022, I could not even imagine anyone I would rather start another year with than you, Jody. How many new years is this with us together?
A lot.
Wow. Since it was preceded with a 19 and not a 20.
Right.
That's for sure.
We're ancient.
So our first new year together was 1993 mm-hmm. as a dating couple.
Yep.
When you really liked me.
And you liked me.
And none of that has waned. I'll tell you that. It's only grown.
You didn't used to aggravate me as much.
Oh, of course I did. And you loved it. That's the difference. You're the one that changed and got grumpy, not me. I've always given you a hard time, and you used to like it. But anyway, do the math.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the math on that? So
I don't know.
We had a new year when it turned 94. It was mm-hmm. our first new year together.
Married.
Huh? No, married. No, we got mm-hmm. married at the end of 94. So New Year 94 was our first New Year together. Remember, we went New Year's Eve with my brother and his wife, and he was big at the time. And he wore that
purple suit.
It was blue. It was like a really royal blue jacket. And he was out there dancing like rerun from What's Happening. You remember?
Yes.
That was our first New Year's celebration together.
Mm-hmm.
And that jacket had big ass shoulder pads in it.
Sure did. Yeah,
you know. So, and then this is 2022. So, I mean, I'm not good at math. So, how many is 28? That?
28.
How many years have we been married?
27.
Mm. Man, we've been married almost as long as Ace's wife has been on Earth.
Oh my God. Nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Okay.
Just facts, trivia facts. Okay. We're moving on now. Jody, I love you. Don't ever change. Don't ever change. I will kick your ass if you do. Okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.